future, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. So today we're talking about online courses and you feeling ready to launch yours. Now, perhaps launching your very own online yoga course is something that you've been thinking about for some time now, but you've been waiting for that magical moment when you suddenly feel ready. But how will you know if you're actually ready? So we're going to explore that in today's training. Now, unfortunately, that moment never comes. It really doesn't happen like that. Maybe you've been researching and you're thinking and you're planning and you're going around in a cycle of researching and thinking and planning because you don't think that you're ready to actually get started. So you end up procrastinating. And if you leave things for too long, planning just becomes procrastination. Our brains know that it's less scary to stay stuck than to take action and risk failing. Failing feels scary. So you're never going to feel completely ready to do anything that's related to growth. And when you decide to just go ahead anyway and start taking action anyway, even when you don't feel ready, you figure it out along the way and you make it work. And I know this because it's my own experience and it's the experience of most of the teachers that I've had the pleasure of working with. And I know that you have the ability to do that as well. There are definitely signs that tell you that you are ready. However, our fears and limiting beliefs can sometimes overshadow these signs. So I want to touch on this first so that you can recognize if you've been holding yourself back with these fears and limiting beliefs. And these are common ones that I hear many times from teachers who have been telling themselves that they're not ready. Now, the first is thinking that you need to know more because you're not expert enough or you haven't done enough teacher trainings yet. Now, this fear is trying to keep you safe and to keep you from feeling like you're a fraud or an imposter by putting your course out there because you don't know enough yet. And I think for all of us, we never really feel like we know enough. You're always going to be learning and you won't know absolutely everything that there is to know. And actually, going through the process of creating your online course will help you to fill any knowledge gaps because you'll be learning as you create your course. It also forces you to get your knowledge out of your head and onto paper so that you can see exactly what you do know and what you need to learn about. Now, that itself makes you a better teacher, a better guide, a better leader, and a better business owner by going through that process. And what's more important, that you know enough or that you help your students. That's your goal, to help students get to the transformation, which is likely a transformation that you've had for yourself. So you've actually already experienced this. You know what you've experienced, and that in itself is enough of a starting point and a building block to help someone experience the same. Something else that you may be telling yourself as to why you're not ready is that your community isn't big enough. And it's so easy to fall into the trap that thinking that launching an online yoga course means you have to have a big launch, a 10K launch, a six-figure launch. We see that happening in the space. Course creators are first, myself included, to share that big launch news. And you rarely see the zero launches and the $500 launches and the 1K launches. They happen too. And they happen for teachers who have taken action and who have realized that it's more important to get your course out there and to learn the process of launching, because it is a process, so that you can start to help people sooner. And you don't just launch once. And growing your community is something that's ongoing. Yes, you do need to have some people in your community. If you're a new online yoga teacher and business owner and you literally have zero ideal students on your email list, zero followers, I don't recommend launching a course right now. But if you're committed to growing your online community and you do have a small but engaged following, then you have people to survey, ask questions, validate your idea, and launch your offer to. And next time that you launch, your community will have grown. And because you have the lessons behind you, you'll launch bigger and better. My first launch was zero, but it grew with every launch. And now our launches are multiple six figures, but that has come with time, years, and launching experience and learning, because there's always knowledge gaps to fill. And especially in this ever-evolving digital space, what worked last year doesn't work the same way now, because we as consumers change, our behavior changes, the way we buy changes. But that's a topic for another day. So the final fear that I want to mention is the fear of failure. And this can be such a big one for many of us. And really, it's because we've attached the meaning of that failure to ourselves personally, that if the launch fails, it means that I'm a failure. And in reality, this isn't what it means at all. We survive, and failure really is about learning. There are many lessons that we can gain from something not working out the way we thought it would. And there's beauty in that, as now you know what to do or not to do next time around. Okay, so what about the signs that you are ready then? So we've talked about fear, and I actually believe that when fear arises, believe it or not, that's actually a sign that you are ready, because fear tells you that you're in your comfort zone and this goal that you have is outside of your comfort zone. And we want to grow. We want to and need to always be seeking to move outside of our comfort zone. Fear means that you care about what you do. It means that you care about your online course, your community, you care about it going well. And it's your opportunity then to rise up and move through the fears so that you can impact people's lives. And that ultimately is what your purpose is. And we want to be aligned with our purpose. Often that means doing things that we've never done before and doing things that feel scary. But on the other side of that fear is impact and learning and you evolving and growing. And that's why we're here. So I believe that your fear is actually a sign that you are ready. Now, a very obvious sign that you're ready is that you keep thinking about it. You have this idea for an online course, and you could even know exactly what you want to create. You might even have an outline of it. And if you've been listening to me long enough, you've even thought as deep as mapping out the transformation that your course provides so that it actually solves a problem. Now, if this is you, I want you to listen up, because if you have a course idea, an outline, you know the transformation and the results that your students will get because you've done the work on niching and understanding who your ideal students are, you could actually launch your course right now. That's how ready you are. You don't even have to have the course created. You can create your course as you go. I've done this many times, launched it and sold it before I've even created it. So if this is you, let this be your green light that you are 100% ready to move forward. And we'd love to support you inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher so that you have a proven step-by-step framework to launch your course the right way. But if you don't have the nitty-gritty mapped out, but you're always thinking about this business model and adding an online course into your yoga business and what that could look like, and you've been growing your community online and you're committed to keep doing that, you are also ready for this. So it's about moving through the fears, the limiting beliefs that tell us that we're not ready and are holding us back from taking action and working towards our dreams. Now, if the idea of an online course excites you and lights you up and you're ready to move beyond the drop-in classes and actually go deeper with your students, that's a big sign that it's time to explore this. If you're excited about being able to help people on a much bigger scale, that's a huge sign that you're ready to launch. Because even if you don't have any of the other things that I've talked about, you don't know what the product is, or you haven't created it, or any of those things, as long as you're excited, that will give you the fuel that you need to go ahead and create and launch your course. You'll never feel ready to do something that's going to cause you to step out of your comfort zone and grow. And so I really encourage you to see this for what it really is and to focus on the positive signs that you're getting and not allow the voice of doubt to overshadow your progress and success. So a question to leave you with, to journal on or meditate on, is it more important that you wait until you're ready and everything's perfectly aligned? Or is it more important that you get out there and start helping people sooner rather than waiting around forever? So I'd love to know your answer on that. Feel free to send me a DM in Instagram, and just know that if you're listening to this today and you've got to the end, you're ready for this, and 2026 is the year that you work on creating and launching your very own online yoga course. No matter where you are in your business, just starting out or further ahead, we have all the resources and support that you need to get the results you want much quicker. We have an incredible community of yoga teachers who are doing the exact same and who also want to create impact in their students' lives and their own. So keep following, keep watching, get in touch, and let us support you with your next steps. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.